Right, okay, if I can now ask Mark Hodkinson to take the floor.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for inviting me along. I'm an independent agricultural advisor and horticultural advisor based near Nottingham, covering an area of about 50 miles radius from there. 40 years ago, we had a fantastic research facility in this country, educational establishments, and a brilliant ADAS advisory service that was free to all farmers. And at that time, we had a thriving agricultural industry that was still valued after the Second World War, when we had shortages of food, and people still remember this. But at the same time, we had hedges being ripped out everywhere, pollution in the rivers, all sorts of things that were problems. We've now moved on 40 years, and things are far better ecologically. The farms are much cleaner. Hedges and environments are being protected. But we've gone drastically backwards in the state that we've got in terms of agricultural research at farmer level, in terms of our educational establishments where agricultural education has been dumbed down, and a total lack of free advice on farms that is good for farming in this country. So I'd like to show you a little bit of the work that I get involved with. All of my customers have to pay for what I do. I'm involved with several small companies that are trying to develop new products in this country, new crops in this country. The big problem we have is getting the word out to the rest of the farming community that we've got a good product here, that is going to take British agriculture forward. There isn't the method of spreading that word anymore. We listen to talk of the international situation. We've got just the same problems in the UK as there is in Africa and everywhere else. There is not this feedback coming from the farmer back up to the research people. The research we require is at low down the chain. It isn't way up in long-term research. We need low-down research. So this is a product I've been involved with in the last few years. This is using biologically degradable films to promote crops in this country that we normally wouldn't see. And this particular situation, we're just monitoring the difference between temperature under the plastics, or the film is a better word, and the outdoor situation. Now, another area I get involved in is developing an understanding of the weed control systems. Farmers in this country are taking on board herbicides from different companies, but they all work differently in different soil types. So we have to look at different situations. This is a well-known product used in the agricultural world, supposed to clear everything out in one go. But as you can see in this situation, it only does half a job. The interesting situation is when you go to untreated, and that's what you've got without it. So herbicides are a necessary part of what we do. Likewise, biologically degradable films. These are products that are breaking down into carbon and water, but are having huge advances on crops in this country. Now that's taking one type of film. By altering the makeup of that film, you can alter the length of the life of these films. So that enables us to grow different crops. Here we have an interesting one. This is sorghum. Crop, very little grow in this country apart from game cover. But it was interesting to see, as you can see the situation on the right here. This is a product, this is where the film's only been on for 3 weeks. And this crop is hugely advanced. The outdoor crop has hardly emerged. So what we're gaining here is huge day degrees. So there you have the differential. That's 4 weeks later. So a lot of the farms I deal with, to give you a general look at the things I do, I've got a lot of livestock farmers, particularly in Derbyshire and the west of Nottinghamshire, where we're trying to produce a lot of forage. We have a lot of livestock farmers in that area, and part of my job is to try and produce as much forage from a natural resource that we can. Likewise, there's been a big move which is lovely to see again, and using old grassland and using native breeds to produce quality beef in this country. And it's nice to see the supermarkets again are trying to adopt some of these breeds and produce schemes to encourage farmers to use them. But one of the problems you've got, you're using this old grassland, soil management is a critical aspect of this one. So again, part of my job, where one time we'd have had armies of advisors around the country, there's very few people about doing this now. We then move on to big arable operations all down the east side of my area. This is where we've moved on now to doing the tillage train, as we call it, where we're applying the fertiliser. This is to reduce the amount of fertiliser that we're applying to the crops. Here, all we're doing is applying 100 litres per hectare of starter fertiliser. This is to get crops underway. This reduces the amount of total fertiliser we need later in the year. This is precision placed with the crop down each row. Again, this machine is GPS guided, so it's driving very accurately, and in one pass this will do all the cultivations, put the fertiliser on, sow the seed, and within 10 minutes that tractor's out of the field again. Again, we've got in the Nottinghamshire area sandy soils, which 40 years ago weren't growing any vegetables. It's now become the vegetable growing area of the country, supplying a lot of supermarkets with very, very high quality vegetables. And again, these, we have one of the best agronomic management systems in this country to monitor. This is world class stuff we do in this country that we should be exporting in terms of the agronomy and the protocols that we use over here. These have got to be residue free, they've got to be spot on, but the wastage we get out of these crops is ridiculous because of quality issues, if you like, the visual part of it. Again, we've got huge acres of pumpkins, just to throw in a bit of seasonal stuff for you there. And again, soft fruit, another industry that's developed in a huge way in the UK in the last 20 years. 20 years ago, soft fruit was dead in this country. We were living with old systems, but with innovation by grower groups, producer organisations, and a little bit of existing research and taking Dutch research, we've now moved so far forward with the fruit industry that you wouldn't recognise it from 20, 30 years ago. We've now got strawberries nearly year round, raspberries, blackcurrants, blueberries, and they tell me there's kiwis on the way as well now. So, and again, another part of my job is pest identification, dealing with farmers' problems. As you can see here, you've got a collapsed crop. You get a farmer ringing you in a panic. Again, one time of the day there would have been an army of advisors to help people with this. In this situation, it's purely rabbit damage. And again, another crop development that we've come along with. In terms, this is using a very fine mesh. Since the removal of organic organophosphorus chemicals several years ago, farmers had to adopt different methods to control this. And so, from research that was done many years ago at Wellesbourne, National Vegetable Research Station, we now use a physical barrier to keep the pest out of the crop. Sorry, what a bit. So now, we've got beautiful swedes growing underneath here, free of pesticides and free of damage. Because again, all of this was all about presenting the customer with a beautiful looking product that hadn't been trimmed up. It's all cosmetic for the supermarket. So I'd like to show you now some of the problems that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis on UK farms. And I'll use dairy farming as one of the examples, but you could take this across the board for some of the problems we're dealing with. Big high output cows, the Holstein cow, that is the favoured cow in the UK. This is like trying to drive a Rolls-Royce car or a Ferrari, where you've got to keep it highly tuned, you've got to keep it well fed and managed critically. The problem that we've got, if you like, is the costs have risen up underneath the farmer. This year straw has doubled in price for bedding. We have tremendous soil management problems in the UK as a general situation. And again, back to lack of advisors on farm, and lack of knowledge and education at college level. We have huge pressures on farmers in terms of slurry and waste disposal. This is right the way across the livestock industry. The Environment Agency and DEFRA have been very good on this front in terms of reducing pollution from these products. And part of my job is to try and convert farmers from thinking that this is a pollutant and a problem to thinking that this is actually an asset. And we have in this country this huge asset that people have still got the wrong mindset about. They still think it's a pollutant. If we could only move forward, we have a huge fertiliser value that's being totally undervalued at the moment. So farmers at the moment have to put in big new waste management systems and methods of applying the product to the field. We then have the situation where just about every livestock diet in this country requires soya as part of its mix. Until the BSE crisis, we were putting in bone meal on all sorts of products and meat products. Overnight, we changed from being sort of self-sufficient, if you like, in these products and having a cheap product in this country to being reliant on the world market to import soya. We also import maize, gluten, and all sorts of products to go with it. And yet, we could produce a lot of this in the UK ourselves with a little bit of mindset. So this particular problem is a major one, and I'd like to show you some of those methods of remedying it. A large part of my work, I'm going to move on now, if you don't mind, to talk about how we can rectify some of these problems that we've got going on the farms. Soils, I believe, are the major issue in this country now. We have gone backwards by 50 years, I would suggest, at least. This is a maize crop that's deficient in phosphate. And yet, soils have the potential in them to outdo anything that GM will do for us in this country. We have soils that are in a total mess in terms of structure and nutrient and being out of balance. Luckily, we've got some forward-thinking farmers who are adopting methods of obviously getting organic matter back into the crops. But here, for example, this is a typical product, and I'm sorry if people can't see us very well. Grassland farmers, compaction is a major issue on grassland farms. Very simple to sort out, but totally under-recognised at the moment. So in this situation, you can just see we've got very shallow rooting crops, drought-prone, not reaching the nutrient that's down in the profile. So it's like very quickly you can turn that product problem around. This is simply using an aerator, a slitting machine, to open up the grass and altering the nutrition. This is 6 months later. That's the only difference between those situations. Again, we've got crops that are, or soils that are in a terrible mess. This is the result of many years of using heavy machinery and farmers not understanding what they're doing. We've got here, if you can see, horrible blocky, poorly structured soil, and down here is what we call a plough pan. So this is a big solid slab that's stopping roots getting through and extracting the nutrient from the soil. Again, very simple to sort out. Tools of my trade, if you like. Soil analysis is a tool that we should all be adopting in this country, and yet I would think two-thirds of the farms in this country don't do any soil analysis. This needs doing every 3 years. It's £15 to sample a 10-acre field, a small price to pay, and yet the savings are huge that could come from this. And again, the same machine I showed you earlier, these are some of the tools we're using now to remove compaction. Big heavy looking machines, but they are taking out all of this compaction from underneath the crops. The results of what we do, this is to show you that within a very short time, this farm had never filled his silage pit. If he was lucky, half filled it. Within 2 years of altering his soil management techniques, he filled his pit and had had to bale up crop as well. So, very, very simple, and it's a real pleasure when you get these things right to to be on the receiving end of. Now this, again, this is back to using a good quality soil analysis, examining what the crop wants. It's not GM or anything like that. This is just examining what the soil wants and feeding that soil and the crop properly. So here, this is the standard farmer technique. This is off a commercial UK farm. Standard technique, that's the result we got. Here, this is just applying things like boron, copper and so on that the crop needs. Feeding it properly, you can see there, the marketable yield of that crop is tremendous. There's a lot more crop to be had out of this country than we are currently doing. So I've got some fag packet figures, if you like, in terms of what's the potential from improving our soils. I'm based on, in 3 years this is, based on 10% increase across the cereal yield, oilseed rate, grass and so on. There's £350 million worth of increase in yield to be had, I believe. And to be honest, I think that is probably very conservative. I would guess it's probably somewhere around 1,000 million. Total waste of land in many cases. I'll crack on there. Again, so now we're looking at crops that we could be growing in this country that would save us fortunes, cut our import bill. We're importing 2.8 million tonnes of soil into this country every year, probably worth 9 or 10 billion pounds, something along those lines. In Australia, they use the white lupin plant. We've been working on this in this country now for a couple of years. It's commonly used in mixes with cereals and so on as a baled crop. But what we've been trying to do is develop it as a harvested crop. This would totally replace our soil usage in this country. The beauty of this product is that you can grow it from the south of the country to the Shetland Isles. As I say, Australia has gone away totally from using soy. We could do this. So it's one of these products that just needs a little bit more farmer research, if you like, local research to adapt it to the soil, soils of the regions. So again, most of it would be baled or is currently baled, but it would also could be combine harvested and would add another lovely product to the arable rotation in this country. Again, now we move on to, we can grow soil in this country rather than import it if necessary. We've now developed commercial crops of this using a film technique, as we saw earlier. That's the difference at 3 weeks old in a crop. And this just shows you how the soil plant develops. And again, we're looking at GM-free varieties. This is the beauty of what we've got here. Sustainable, low carbon footprint and all the rest of it. But we're having to bring our varieties in from the Ukraine, where there is still some GM-free breeding going on. So again, you can see the huge potential out of this. We can grow soya outdoors in the UK, but it is a nightmare in terms of pests at the establishment stage, and it's very late to harvest. But with the use of the film technique, we get the plant established earlier and it gains 300 day degrees ahead of the outdoor crop. So it's taken us to the equivalent of being the middle of France, one way or another. So again, this is the crop ripening. And you can see this is what we end up with, a lovely pod on it. And this crop was harvested last week. This is our commercial crop in Nottinghamshire. Comparing varieties, because they all have different harvest dates on them. Just trying to find which is the ideal crop for this country. Then move on to maize. Maize is hugely increasing in this country at the moment for biodigestion and for animal feed. What we've been developing, again using the film technique, is to move on to grain maize. And here you have the film bringing the crop on earlier. This would normally not reach harvest in this country probably till November. This crop is now harvested. As you can see, this was last week in Nottinghamshire harvesting grain maize, not America. But in terms of what we need in this country, I believe we need to go back to tailored on-farm advice for farmers. We need the colleges reinvigorating in this country to use the demonstration farms, but also to up the level of our college education, which I believe has slipped so far. Thank you very much.
Mark.